Good morning. My name is Lazar Garcia. I was born in 1994 in a small Spanish town. While the country was, and still is, culturally Catholic, I grew up surrounded by a great distrust of organized religion, especially in progressive circles. This is hardly surprising, given the close collaboration between the Franco dictatorial regime and the Spanish Catholic Church. In this context, the realm of social justice and the realm of spirituality, especially Christianity, seemed incompatible. That is what surprised me about New Covenant, back in 2019. The belief that a commitment to the study of Scripture and a passionate involvement in creating a better society for all were not only seen as compatible, but logical. That the natural consequence of engaging with God was engaging with our world. In this community, a profound study of the Word of God, of the teachings of Jesus, is not a centripetal force that only pulls us inwards towards isolation from our neighbors, from our community, from their needs. On the contrary, a prayer for more of the Holy Spirit seems to be, at New Covenant, a centrifugal force that sends us out into the world and encourages us to transform it. I will now be reading in Spanish from Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 4. El Espíritu del Señor Dios me acompaña, pues el propio Señor me ha ungido. Me ha enviado a dar la buena noticia a los pobres, a vendar los corazones destrozados, a proclamar la libertad a los cautivos, a gritar la liberación a los prisioneros, a proclamar un año de gracia del Señor y un día de venganza de parte de nuestro Dios, a dar consuelo a los que están de luto, a cubrirlos de honor en lugar de polvo, de perfume de fiesta en lugar de penas, de traje festivo en lugar de abatimiento. Los llamarán robles fruto de la justicia, plantío para gloria del Señor. Reconstruirán las ruinas antiguas, reedificarán los escombros de antaño, renovarán las ciudades devastadas, los escombros abandonados por generaciones.